This Chazara Zechen Neshbach Ches Keshagam Ram Yehudim Zechtek Subas Daf Samach Dalet. Zok Nimar of Tuvi Barkis, the name of Shmuel, said, we write in the Geras Mered, which is a document stating that a spouse is rebellious, and then the ensuing results should begin. We write that on an Arusa, but not on a Shemeres Yavim. In fact, Nimar, the Brice quoted earlier said that a Shemeres Yavim could be given the status of a rebellious woman. Nimar said, the Brice is discussing where she's being rebellious, and Shmuel is discussing where the Yavim is being rebellious. So the Brice is discussing where she is the one who's being rebellious, and Shmuel is discussing where the Yavim is rebellious. Based on this, we would have to change Shmuel's statement to read for an Arusa instead of on an Arusa. Meaning we write in a Geras Mered for an Arusa, not on an Arusa. Why would it be that we would not write this for Shemeres Yavim? Must be because we tell her that she's not chayiv to have children and therefore is not being deprived. Why is it then that we would write this for an Arusa, since she can be told the same reason? Rather, it must be that Shmuel is discussing where she came with the claim that although she's not commanded to have children, she needs children to take care of her in her old age and bury her when she dies. If so, that claim should also work for Shemeres Yavim. Why doesn't it work for Shemeres Yavim? The Gemara says the Braisa and Shmuel are both discussing where he is asking for this document to be written against her. The Braisa is discussing where he's asking for her to come for Chalitza and she's refusing. And Shmuel is discussing where he's asking her to come for Yibum and she's refusing. Why is Chalitza Zaka treated different than the Yibum? If it's because in the case of him wanting Yibum, we tell him to go and marry someone else. So we should tell him, but the problem is, we should be able to tell him the same thing about Chalitza. It must be that he's going to say no one else wants to marry him while he's somewhat attached as a Zika to the Yavama with that he has to get Chalitza done before someone else will be willing to marry him. If so, he should have that same Taina when he's attached waiting for Yibum. Mar says the Brice and Shmuel are both dealing with the Yavam asking for Yibum. The Brice that says she's considered to be rebellious is following the earlier Mishnah, which says that Yibum is preferred over Chalitza. Shmuel is following the later Mishnah, which says that in later times Yibum should not be done, and that's the difference. The Mishnah said, Admosai hu paiches v'chulu. So Rabbi Yehuda said, the Tanakhama said it's seven dinarim. Rabbi Yehuda said it's seven trapa'ikin. What are trapa'ikin? Rabbi Sheshi said it's an astira, which is half a zuz. A Brice says this as well and explains that when he rebels, she gets one and a half more added to the ksuba for each of the 6 days of the week, excluding Shabbos. Why is it that when she rebels, she gets deducted for 7 days a week, and when he rebels, he only gets deducted for 6 days of the week? The Gemara explains when amounts are deducted, it doesn't look like it's schar Shabbos, and therefore it's allowed. When money is added, it looks like it's schar Shabbos, and therefore it can't be done. Why is it that when he rebels, he pays less than she has to pay when she gets knas when she rebels? Shmuel said, we see that men have a stronger desire for tashmish than women, so he suffers more, and that's why she will get more of a knas than he will get. Also, a man has the embarrassment when his desire is not fulfilled. It's noticeable, and therefore he is paid more than she is paid. Zok the Mishnah. If one supports his wife through someone else, meaning they're not living together, he has to provide to her separately, he may not give her less than 2 calves of wheat per week or less than 4 calves of barley per week. Our basis says only Rabbi Shmuel, who was near Edom, arranged for a woman to get barley. He also has to give her a half a calf of beans, a half a lug of oil, a calf of dried figs, or a mana of pressed figs. If he doesn't have these items, he has to give her equal value from other items, but equal value to the things that we just mentioned. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, a husband has to give his wife a bed, a soft mat, and a hard mat, a covering for her head, a belt, shoes for yomtiv to yomtiv, and clothing of 50 zuz every year. He should not give her new clothing in the summer and worn out clothing in the winter. Rather, the reverse is done. You have new clothing in the winter, keeps her warm, and worn out in the summer when it keeps her cool. When she gets new clothing, the old ones are hers to keep. Dr. Mishnah Vayter, a husband must give his wife a me'ah of silver every week for her needs, and she eats with him every Friday night. If he does not give her this me'ah, she keeps her own excess earnings, like we learned earlier. How much is a woman expected to earn? She has to spin the weight of 5 slum of Shesi in Yehuda, which is equal to 10 slum in the Galil, or the weight of 10 slum of Erev in Yehuda, which is equal to 20 slum in the Galil. If she is nursing, we decrease the amount that she has to earn and increase her food allowance. The Mishnah ends off, all these minimum amounts are said for a poor person. A wealthy person must give as much as is fit for a man of his needs, of his means. Frek the Gemara, our Mishnah says that he has to give 2 calves per week. L'chaira, that does not follow Rabbi Yechim ben Breika or Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses how much food needs to be placed for an Erev Truman and says that 2 meals worth of food, of bread, is needed. Now, based on what Rabbi Yechim says, it is needed for 2 meals. 2 calves would only be enough for 8 meals, not for 14, which she needs for the week, 2 meals a day. And based on what Rav Shimon says is needed for 2 meals, 2 calves would only be enough, I'm sorry, would be enough already for 18 meals, and you only have to get 14. So, who l'chaira does our Mishnah follow? Zokmar, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika gave the measurement based on price, which based on Rav Chissa's statement elsewhere, included considered a baker's markup equal to a third. Therefore, we increase the 8 meals by a third. In fact, Mara only gets you to 12. She has to give. She needs 14 meals for the week. Mara says, and Mishnah says she eats on him Friday nights, so he doesn't have to give her food for then. The Mara says that makes sense. If when you say that she eats with him on Friday night, if that's to be understood literally, fine. However, if it's meant to refer to Tashmir, she still has to give her food for Friday night. Also, even if she eats with him Friday night means literally, that only accounts for 13 meals, not 14. So Rav Chisda says elsewhere that the markup is actually a half, 50%. So the amount that we said can feed 8 meals can actually feed 16 meals. In fact, Rav Chisda seems to contradict what he said earlier. Is it a third or is it a half? The Mara says it depends on whether the baker is providing the wood, in which case he takes a higher markup, or whether the purchaser is bringing the wood, in which case there is a lower markup. In fact, Mara, why does he need to give her 16 meals? Does this follow Rav Chitke, who says that one has to eat 4 meals on Shabbos? The Mara says, no, really only 15 are needed, 3 for Shabbos. The additional meals for guests that she may have. Based on this answer, we can also say that Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, and the additional 2 or 3 meals are given, because he says it's 18, are given for guests that she may have. Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yosi Leposak Sa'ayon V'chulu. Is Edom the only place in the world where barley is eaten? So Mara says Rabbi Yosi means to say that only in Edom is barley such low quality that if it's used for support, he has to give double the amount as he would give in wheat if he decides to give wheat.